I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
All right, so Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. Every Monday, you can find the Johnny Mosley Pod at radio.com. RadioAlice.com.
You guys recorded just the other day.
We're actually recording today.
We're
doing a bunch today.
Excellent.
Yep.
Good for you guys.
Part of the AP team, Brandon, is going to be a guest today because he's a big runner and going to be talking with Johnny.
Well, the whole AP team will be there. So
oh, yes.
Who knows?
Sure. I mean, Nicole could be a guest too. Do you want to come? Come on.
No, I want to go nurse my cold in bed.
Talk about surfing and colds.
No, that's okay.
You know, ways to stay healthy.
Ways to stay healthy. Don't go to a house where people have a cold.
Yeah, that is one of the ways.
Right.
Try to get an update on the house situation.
Do I sound bitter about it? I'm a little bitter about it. I should just zip it.
You don't sound that bad yet. I mean, I can hear the edge, and certainly I've heard the lozenge.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, sorry.
I just feel foggy. You know that feeling?
Yes, I do. Did you take anything?
No.
Yeah. Isn't that the worst? Like, I feel so stupid when I, like, if I take DayQuil and I come in here, I'm like, ooh, forget it. Can't put two thoughts together. I don't want to make anything
bad.
Harder. Right. All right, here we go with the celebrity trash. It is Tattoos Day.
Oh.
This is your tattoo report. Nicole's been rounding these stories up for me for like...
Yeah, there's some good ones. I
like
hope people
2 weeks.
Like them. Yeah.
Oh my God, some of them are great. First of all, face tattoos, all right? It's a thing, people. It's becoming a more and more common thing. It's like you're just trying to crowd out your features. Let's get this.
You know, I'm a tattoo fan.
I know. You
but
love tattoos.
I don't feel comfortable with this at all.
The face tattoo.
Go ahead and tell us the ones that you want to talk about.
Well, I'm actually wondering, I mean, because you have shaved your head completely. Like, I think that...
For 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not new.
But I'm saying that with real estate like that available to you... Like, that's, you know, the back of your head's not your face, but that's a great little canvas that
no,
you could...
No, not going to happen.
Are you sure?
The back of the head tattoo, that's actually pretty common.
Yeah.
I've seen, I don't see celebrities have it, but I've seen a lot of guys get, like, a saying or something on the back.
Sure. Why not have a saying on the back of your head, you know?
Well, if I ever come up with a slogan that I want to use on the back of my head, I will certainly consider it.
I saw a guy with just, you know, in pictures or whatever. I don't think I saw him in real life. He had like a barcode on the back of his head. I thought that was neat.
That's funny. I've seen that.
Yeah,
that's
kind of cute. And then I saw a guy with there's a little cartoon called Avatar.
The last
arrow. The arrow that comes down onto him.
I saw that?
Well, like a picture of it or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know me, I'm always Googling images of tattoos so often. So Chris Brown is where we're going to start. Chris Brown got a big sneaker on his face. It's not his first face tattoo. A lot of people, and there was a couple today, they get him right where the sideburn ends, almost like a capper for the sideburn. So he's got a little triangle right there. It's like right in front of his ear. And then dangling from that is this sneaker. I don't know about sneakers, so I couldn't tell you what kind of sneaker that is.
Well, it's a Jordan. It's got the flying man.
Yep,
what do they call him? The jump man?
Nike's Air Jordan 3 sneaker.
Yeah,
it's a very crisp tattoo.
And that's just the shoelace it looks like going up.
Hanging down off the triangle, I guess, or, you know, adjoining to it. Maybe he's one of those people that needs all their tattoos to be connected.
I don't know. You know, people collect these shoes, and it's a status thing, and
I guess
I'm not against people doing stuff like this, but like he's doing his thing. He's doing him. I feel like sometimes people who are not well are asking for stuff like this. And then I'm injured by it. Because I think that's so sad that someone who's not well walked in and got and said, I want this. And the person, I guess, decided, look, I'm in business of doing tattoos.
Right. And here's the paperwork that you have to sign for hand and face tattoos. And I mean, probably, do you have to sign for every tattoo you get?
No.
Like I apparently
no,
if
I don't
you,
sign anything.
That's, I mean,
but I also
you are
don't
taking
ask
your
for
chances.
Anything like that.
Right. Maybe if you asked for a face tattoo, they'd have to, you know, there's some kind of thing where I asked for a face tattoo, I didn't pass out, and this guy didn't, unbeknownst to me, put a tattoo on my face.
I like tattoos. I enjoy getting them. The truth is, though, if I could just go back, especially now that I'm with kids, I wouldn't have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm amazed to hear that.
My kid puts on a Elsa tattoo.
Yeah.
And won't wash it for as long as humanly possible. And I know she's working that tattoo thing because of her dad. I know it. And I'm bummed about
it. So you're thinking that she's going to start getting tattoos when
she likes
older.
It.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. But I'd rather I was not influencing that the way I do.
Mm. Well, you know what a bad influence your Uncle John was on you.
Right.
And he was covered in tattoos.
He was.
And he was the guy you wanted to be. So you're the Uncle John in your father-daughter scenario.
Comes around, goes around, right?
It does.
Right.
Mm. Well, anyway, congratulations to Chris Brown on his giant sneaker. Face tattoo.
Face.
I guess
sounds like a superhero, right?
He debuted the thing, I think, at the 2020 Grammys. He was walking the red carpet with his 5-year-old daughter, Royalty. Is Royalty the one that she's like some chick in Arizona had the baby and they went through a whole paternity test thing? And
no idea.
Anyway, congratulations on your fabulous
choice.
She's
a cutie,
though.
Oh
my God, she's beautiful.
Cute kid.
Orlando Bloom has a new tattoo. I don't know if he's like a big tattoo guy. This is just the one tattoo that's sort of in question.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. So he got what looks like a line with little breaks in it and a series of numbers. And so it turns out that it is his 9-year-old son Flynn's name written in Morse code. And then the numbers are, I believe, the date the kid was born and the exact time or possibly how much it weighed.
All right.
So there's the thing. Here's the problem. The tattoo artist misspelled Flynn.
What?
He spelled it Frin. He left out a dot that apparently needed to be in there. Orlando wrote, it's Flynn in Morse code and his date of birth and time. And people went, well, it's close.
Oh,
it's close.
That is too bad.
Yeah.
He didn't have it pre-written so he could check the guy's work.
Maybe he did, and he just didn't check it afterward because he, don't they ink it on you first with, like, something removable and then go back and do it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they,
that's how they get the placement correct is usually. They've already pre-drawn it, and then I've had it put on me where it's on, that he's going to trace.
Yeah.
And he'll look at it and go, it's not straight. And
take
he'll wipe
the whole
it all
thing
off
yeah.
and put it back on again. And I've had him do that 5 times before he went, we got it.
All right. Well, that's, you know what? That is what someone should do.
Right.
It's a permanent mark on your permanent body.
This guy, the guy I go to, his actual tattooing time is nothing compared to the amount of time it takes to finally get him started.
Oh, he just went, well,
he's super fast. He's and it doesn't hurt because he's really good about keeping it moving and not grinding into spots with one, you know.
Yes.
Over going over stuff. He zips through it. But the prep.
That's well, look, don't they say the entire thing is in the prep? It's all about the prep. It's like painting a wall. You know, you can paint a wall, but if the wall's dusty and you didn't tape off the, you know, it's all
so
about the prep.
So there's a lesson for you, everyone. If you're getting tattoos, the person doing them should, the prep should be an important part. Yeah,
they should really take their time. And they should double check the spelling on Flynn and not spell your kid's name, Frin.
Measure twice, cut once.
Measure twice, cut once. Thank you. That's the Yankee Workshop for you right there. Yeah. So they left a dot out of the L in the Morse code for...
He should leave it.
Why?
Because fixing it will make it, will ruin what's there. And visually, it's...
It's nice.
It's nice. It's very tasteful, very small.
The artist said, his name is Balazs Bersenyi.
I would guess he's someone, some sure. high-end guy to the stars, right?
He's a Hungarian artist, and I don't know what his deal is, but he has inked some other celebrities.
What did he have to say about this, though?
He said, a beautiful reminder for at Orlando Bloom of his son. And yes, a dot is missing. We know it will be fixed. They're going to just cram a dot in there.
Okay.
So, congratulations, guys.
I'd leave it.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave it. I would be like, this really does need to not say friend.
It's part of the story.
I don't.
Leave it.
I think it's...
It looks good the way it is, and no one's going to notice. As soon as you cram a dot in there, everyone will go, well, the balance is all screwed up. What happened here? Why'd you do that?
Because it said friend, and my kid's name is Flynn.
Who knows that?
Anybody who knows Morse code? I don't know. There's people who know that.
What are the percentage of people that know Morse code? You want to say less than
0.02% of people know how to do Morse
0.02
code.
0.02% of 1%.
Sure. Although we all know the SOS, you know.
Three long, three short, three long?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Or three short, three long, three short.
I think it's three long, three short, three long.
See, I don't even know that.
I don't know that.
Oh, boy.
I've heard it, but I don't remember it.
I've climbed out on a limb now.
Well, if I was going to Morse code an SOS, I'd just go long, 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 short, 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 long, 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 short, 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 long, 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 short, short.
Right.
In there somewhere, it's just a bunch of S's and O's.
I got it backwards.
Oh, that
How
person's,
funny.
That
it's person's, three short, three long, three short. How funny.
That person's having a so-so day.
Boy, good thing I didn't let you bet me.
Oh, I should have.
Because I would have bet.
You know what? I wouldn't have bet because I was like...
No idea.
Right. It was totally 50-50.
Yeah, but, you know, look who you're dealing with.
Well,
you had good odds.
You know stuff. All right. Tattoos Day continues.
Okay.
Amanda Bynes.
This is the one I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I saw this story. It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. Well, it is hearts. She's got two of them on her face. So she's sharing a lot with the world. She's announced her engagement to her new boyfriend, Paul Michael. Meanwhile, her mother's like, no, she didn't. I'm her conservator, and she's not marrying that guy. And she has, it looks like she's got a new tattoo on her face. She had the heart shape on her cheek, just an outline. Big for a face, heart on her
big
cheek.
Big for a famous face.
Big for any face.
That's the part I don't get. I get that a tattoo artist does tattoos. I'm shocked this tattoo artist didn't say, no.
Yeah.
I've read about it. I Googled you and actually... I think you may need an adjustment on your meds.
You may need to ask your mom because she's your conservator, and I'm going to guess she's going to say no.
And if you look at pictures of her from her successful television days and now, there is a faraway stare there that has to be medicine, right?
Yeah, it has to be. Even in the pictures I'm going to show you. So she has now got, she's got, I'm not even sure what cheek it's on because in some of the pictures, it's, I guess in selfies, it's reversed, right? So I guess this is on her right cheek. She now has, above that same side eyebrow, a tiny little black heart. So now she's got two tattoos on her face. I mean, it's only downhill from there.
It's such a bummer.
Well, you know. She also has, like, basically, I don't know, some kind of diamond-encrusted ring on her nose. That's a good look.
Well, that's fine. That's something that she can... The tattoo thing, though. Oof.
I know. It's so permanent. I mean, even if you get it lasered off, don't you have a scar there?
I believe there's some sign of it, but it would be better than having black ink on white skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or green, which is what they used to use.
Right. They use green for the black outline?
Well, they just used... green. I think that's what they did. They used to just use green ink.
For the whole thing.
Yeah. Like if you didn't get color added to it, it would be... I could be wrong. If anybody knows, let me know. Where's LaRon?
I don't know. I should have talked to him.
He's not here?
Well, I mean, he's somewhere on Earth.
Okay.
Demi Lovato. Hers is beautiful. This is a beautiful tattoo.
You approve.
I think it's beautiful. It's incredibly realistic looking. It's an angel. It's a fallen angel, she says, and it's being lifted up by three doves, I guess.
Angelic doves.
Yeah, and they're sort of looped. They've got like ribbon looped around the head and around the knee of this fallen angel. It's very pretty. So that one is that falls into the win column for the tattoo report. And she's had her share of trouble, so it's nice that at least the tattoo isn't part of that.
It says here, calling the tattoo artist extremely talented, and thanks her manager, Scooter Braun, for introducing him. And then the name of that artist isn't here.
Oh, let me see if I can find it.
Well, it's just like, I'm sure the guy's like,
Alessandro Caposi.
Oh, good for him.
Maybe he was tagged in it or something. And
could be.
Yes. Anyway, it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, just like the artistry on that it's just gorgeous. Like the way the folds of the fabric are and the wings seem to be like fading into dust. She also has Warrior on her back. So anyway, Demi Lovato, not horrible, not a horrible tattoo. More face tattoos. Amber Rose's boyfriend, Alexander Edwards, has gotten a face tattoo to match hers. He got her kids' dates of birth on him, so that's smart. I'm sure they'll last forever. She debuted, I don't know if you've seen, I think we looked
slash
at this.
Slash and, what is
slash,
it?
Bash and Slash.
Okay.
And they're just big across her forehead.
And her boyfriend went and got what?
And her boyfriend went and got the dates of her kids' births tattooed on
him. And they're not his kids?
No.
Huh.
I'm sorry. One of them is Slash.
The other one from Wiz Khalifa's kid.
Yeah.
I think
birthday.
You have to do that. I actually think that's really.
If you're going
to
dad that kid, then you. Well, or you.
They're brothers. They're actually brothers. I think that's a nice thing for him to have done.
If you're going to get a face tattoo of one of the kids, that's the whole thing. Maybe you go, just in case we ever break up, I won't get them tattooed on my face.
Mm. Or maybe he feels, until they start talking back, you do feel like you're going to love them without issue, right?
I guess so.
Oh, boy, that is...
right there on this guy's hairline.
Yeah, wow.
And the game, a bunch of people have gotten some Kobe Bryant tattoos. The game got the number 8 laid sideways like an infinity symbol over what looks like Kobe Bryant's signature. So that's over his, that's on his face, big 8. And in sort of that, sports number style, turned sideways like infinity with Kobe Bryant. It's right over his eyebrow. Let's see. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, they also got tattoos. LeBron got a snake with Kobe's numbers and Mamba for Life under it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And they're not alone. A lot of people have gone and done that. All right.
Oh, there's an 8, rose, 24.
It's got it's pretty. I mean,
it's cool is what you mean.
That's what I meant to say. So there's your Tattoos Day roundup, everyone. We'll see.
Poor
save
Amanda
those
Bynes.
Up.
It's really.
It is terrible.
Not good.
I'll save this.
Yeah. These other dudes seem to be perfectly happy putting anything on their face, but it doesn't look like she knows.
Yeah, the staring eyes are kind of a dead giveaway.
Right. I'd be furious.
If you were the mom.
You can't go down. I mean, that's the days of that, or that's the 70s, where you go down there and then find out that guy can kick your ass and say, well, I'm mad, and I'm going to leave before you kill me.
Yeah.
But, that's, what are you going to do?
Right. Well, once it's on there, what are you going to do?
Right. Nothing. You're just going to go, wow, I have to keep a better eye on my adult daughter. She's 33.
I know.
She's not a kid anymore.
Every time you look at her face, those hearts will remind you how much you love her.
All right.
Maybe that's it. Yikes. I don't know. Face tattoos in general. I almost hate that they really are becoming kind of commonplace. Like, it's not that big a deal. I mean, it is a big deal. It's a huge deal. It's a big deal.
Who's the other kid that did it who has mental health issues? I think it's Aaron Carter. Or is it Anthony Carter?
It's Aaron. No. It's Aaron Carter.
Whose brother?
Nick Carter.
Okay, right. So
Aaron Carter,
he got a huge one, and he's someone who suffers from
right. And that like little Xan, and these, and even Post Malone. Like, I'm used to it now, but it says always tired under his eyes, and like
I think
the little Xan one is something like ZZZ addict or something, mm-hmm. or or something, you know, something about sleep right under his eye. I'm like,
I don't know. I feel like at least Post Malone is stable.
Oh, yeah, that's, there it is. What did he get, like Medusa? Is that like
something
a
like
lady
that.
With
it's
snake hair? This is Aaron. We're talking about Aaron Carter. That is...
I don't even know what that guy's famous for, but I do know that when I saw that, I went, no.
He was a child star. He's, you know, the one song I know from him used to play on the Disney Channel all the time, the Disney radio. It's, and that's How I Beat Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
Boom! Like, ding, 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 and two. It's a good one. Yeah.
You like
great.
It?
No, it's terrible.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, sure. For,
so he made enough money to carry him through adulthood?
Don't ask me. He's
because he's not going to get a job in any building.
He's certainly not going to be selling you shoes at DSW.
I even have a story about how that's one of the things, even though we're not supposed to be judged on our looks.
Oh, geez. I wonder if anyone
turns
ever judges
you. Turns
out
that happens a lot.
Yeah, turns out. All right, well, that's all we're going to get to then. So, Tattoos Day, we'll do that again next week. That was fun. Good job. Good job on the roundup there.
I have some more, actually, that I just, people have been texting in, so now I have a bunch.
Fantastic. Yes. Tattoos Day, everyone, is becoming a thing.
Great.
What's coming up in the news?
Hemorrhoid cures.
Oh, boy.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.